Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. I'm doing it a little bit late because I had some things I had to take care of, and but we're coming close to the holiday season. I go, I'm going to get this show done. So some of you guys are up this late. Some of you guys are saying, hey, we're just watching TV and we're going to listen to your show. So thank you if you listen to it now or you're listening to it later. But I wanted to talk about the magic of Christmas and the holiday season and situations and angels and guides that can help you. First of all, there is a big, on the 23rd of December, it is the winter solstice. It's also Yule in certain, I think Yule is in certain religions. So, but I like it's the winter solstice. I think it's the 22nd or the 23rd. I don't remember. But you can, that's easily looked up. My grandmother used to tell me stories about, you know, Christmas had a magic all its own. And if you could ride that magic, or I think it's like find that power of magic in there, you know, within the Christmas or the holiday season, whatever you celebrate, you could have prosperity in all your areas of your life, your love life, your family life, your career life, your business life. Life choices, right? I mean, that's a tough one for some of us. You know, you have a choice you have to make and which one is the best. And then you also have life choices, and you also have health. So she says that you know, that in Ireland, where she was growing up, that the family on the winter solstice or Yule or, you know, whatever you believe in, Christmas or whatever, but the winter solstice is a powerful day. As the whole holiday season is starting, I think she says, and most people think around, I think, November 1st, you know, we're celebrating, putting decorations up, getting ready for Thanksgiving, getting ready for the holiday season. So Thanksgiving really kicks it off. And I say, well, Grandma, when did you start? She goes, we always started November 1st and really putting our prayers and affirmations out there. And I said, well, tell me something that happened to you. And she said, well, I really wanted to get married. And I wanted to marry a man that would love me and have money. And I said, so did you? Was Grandpa wealthy when you married him? And she goes, he wasn't wealthy, but his family had money. And she said, so we lived a really comfortable life and had a lot of different things until my grandfather died. And then my grandmother was quite the single woman then, and she lived her own life, but she had a great marriage when she was married to him. And I said, whose help did you ask for? She goes, well, Jesus is always there for me. She goes, I asked for Jesus, and she goes, I asked for the Star of David. And I said, the star? She goes, yeah. She goes, Jesus made the stars. God made the stars. We create everything. And she goes, that Star of David was really powerful. That's what we thought. And she said, and then Archangel, and she told me, she goes, Archangel Michael, she goes, I always ask for his help. And she goes, so my first thing that a miracle that I remember using the Christmas magic was when I prayed and had a devotion, she goes, on Christmas, winter solstice. And she goes, because we believe that. And I received an answer that my husband would be coming to me soon. I said, well, Grandma, how old were you? And she goes, I was young, I was 16. And so they got married young back then, right? And so she married my grandfather, and they had children, and because they were very Catholic, and back then you had a lot of kids, right? And so that's something that she told me, and I said, oh, that's cool. And I said, how about another story from one of your family members? And she told me that my aunt, and I'm giving you stories because she goes, it's such a powerful time. She goes, my aunt saw a house that she had seen in the springtime of the year. And she said she wanted that house, you know. And I said, wow. And she goes, yeah, she did. And I said, how did she get it? And she said, well, she kept watching the house and watching the house. And she kept feeling like the house would one day be hers. And so she asked, she prayed and meditated. My grandmother called it devotion time. And she goes, she prayed all the time for the house, and she knew she was going to get it. So during the holidays, she was continuing to pray, and they put the house up for sale. My grandmother had saved, or my aunt, she said, had saved money, and her guy were able to buy it. And she said they knew it was coming available. They didn't buy another house. They lived with his folks until they were able to purchase the house. And she said that she got a dream, or she had a dream that the house was going to be hers, and that what she needed to do. And I said, when, and she goes, and this is my grandmother relating the story to me, so I'm sharing it with you because the holidays have such a magic to them. And she said, my grandmother said there was Christmas angels that were there. And she says, I think they may have been Christmas fairies. And I was like, okay, grandma. And so she said, she prayed, and she and her husband, or her and her guy, moved into the house, and for all intents and purposes, lived happily ever after. And I'm not saying, you know, it's not about specific guide or angel, or maybe it is for you. But the thing is to have the power of intention to really want to create something amazing and wonderful. And, you know, appearing in every area of your life. So that's what my aunt and my grandmother did, or her sister and her, and she did. And they got the, she got the house of her dreams, and my grandmother got the man of her dreams, right? And so the intention is really, really strong. I think that's, Wayne Dyer talks about it, the power of intention. But I also think it's not only the power of intention, it's a, it is using that cool energy that we have one time a year, and that's light coming right now. You know what I mean? And so you just remember that. And you know, you can use Archangel Michael, and I, my grandmother used to say her prayers and devotion time in the morning and the evening. And I was like, wow. She goes, yeah, that's what we used to do. And she goes, and then our, you know, my family and my friends, we used to get together on winter solstice. So once again, you guys, check it out. When is it this year? And she goes, we used to say a prayer and thank, and make sure we said thank, you know, thank you know, our higher power we call God, you know, and Jesus and the angels and the Christmas angels and or the fairies, whatever you believe in on that particular moment, because that's when the forces are so strong in nature and in the heavens, and that's when heaven, the veil between heaven and earth, or what we call, you know, I call it heaven, you may call it paradise or whatever, it doesn't really matter, is really thin, and you can, and you, your messages travel easier, and your what you're looking to create is it's like there's nothing, it travels faster, and you can create it faster. And even now, you know, because everything is changing in the universe, and our planet is shifting, and so we're able to create things and manifest a lot more easier than we were before. You know, and people discuss that, you know, over eons of time now, or months or years or whatever you want to say. So you have a lot available to you if that's what you're looking to do. I will share this. I myself, I wanted something, and it just happened, right? And it was a business decision that I had to make, and it just happened within the past 2 weeks. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool, and that it happened. And I really prayed and meditated, you know, and I use Wayne Dyer's meditation. Manifesting, and morning and evening meditations that are available, your heart's desire, and it works. Okay, so, but more than anything, you know, getting something or getting a thing goal or getting a, you know, great love is great. But let me tell you what else works with it, which I find incredible, is that it works because, you become something different. It's not so much about getting the goal, it's the person you become while you're praying, you're meditating, you're doing it on winter solstice, you're doing it on summer solstice, or you're doing it every day. And so the Christmas magic is there, but the person you become, whether you use the Christmas magic, whether you use magic or with that power of intention that's within all of us and the angels and the higher self of each and every one of us, that's the cool part. And that's what my grandmother really conveyed to me. She go and she said, "I because when I was praying for my guy and I wanted a certain type of guy, she goes, I and my grandmother was such a neat lady. She goes, I became the woman I thought that he would want me to be, and when I became that and realized I was already that, maybe that's what she told me. Then I attracted him to me, and I was like, oh wow." So I'm going all over the map a little bit with Christmas magic, but you have any angels, any guides there, Christmas angels if you believe in that, or holiday angels if you feel more comfortable. I'm sure they don't really, I mean, they just want to help us, right? That's what the angels do. And the, you know, Doreen Virtue talks about fairies and being earth angels. So whatever you believe in, just be open to receiving their guidance and their help. most of all, ask your higher self, you know, too, as well, because that's that part of you that's connected to God. You know, because if you believe in a higher power, and I think God is real to all of us in all of our lives, you know what I mean? So just remember that and take that with you, and remember, if God's for you, your higher power's for you, there's nothing that can be against you. You know what I mean? So all we have to do is align with that, align our emotions, align our thoughts with the universe, with God, and what we're looking to create, and really ask to become that person that can receive that great gift of love, or that great gift of a great house from my aunt, or the business gift that was given to me, you know, that I've been looking forward to creating, or you know, whatever it is that you're looking to have happen in your life. You know what I mean? Make sure you ask to become that person that can receive it and enjoy it and be grateful for it. I think that's important too. So I hope this is making sense to you. I will give you another little story here that from a friend of mine, and she wanted to go to university and wanted to get she needed financial aid for it. And she says she grew up with me, and she says I remember just praying and meditating and lighting a candle and praying to Archangel Michael. That's who she used, and the Christmas angels. That's what my grandmother told us both to use. And you know, and Michael too as well, and God and Jesus. And she says, and she got her paperwork to the University of her dreams. She got it like a I think a, she says a week after Christmas, when the school was getting ready to start, she got the affirmation that she was going to be able to go. How cool is that, right? And I said, was it the Christmas magic? You know, I talked to her a few years later. She goes, yeah, I think it was. She goes, it opened my heart to receive more. And she goes, I think it was also my belief that anything could happen. And I think that's what this time of year is. It's about loving your family, loving yourself, you know, loving God, loving whoever you believe in, your higher power, and really working on that to create great prosperity in your life. You know, Christians believe that it's about the birth of Jesus, and you know, and other people do as well. And I think to celebrate the birth of Jesus or whatever you celebrate is great. And so I say affirmation too for you guys. Change your mindset, change your life. So just open your heart to receive more. And this holiday season is a wonderful one to do that. And just remember, on winter solstice, the veil between you, me, and everybody in our human bodies is so thin between us and heaven that the things manifest quickly. So if you're looking to create a great relationship with an existing one or a new one, now's the time to really start working on it. And then winter solstice, you know, you and your family get together and just sit and just pray and put that your intentions out there, because it you know, there's a thought, when two or more are gathered in His name, in the great I Am's name, then things, miracles happen. So if you get together with your friends and your family, or even by yourself, it doesn't matter. Just make sure that you do that, and you can create, use the magic and create it. And it's the strongest on, as I said, winter solstice. So I hope that helps you guys. Enjoy the process of getting to winter solstice, because you can use the magic now. Ask to meet your love. Ask to create a great love with your existing relationship. And most of all, have fun and don't take it all too seriously. Just be in the, just enjoy being in the moment. And okay, all right, you guys. We have another show tomorrow night, and I'm excited. It's Whitney. She's going to be talking, sharing, and talking about her abilities and how to have love and create great prosperity too. So can't wait to hear her. It's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. East Coast time. You guys take care and have a great now. Bye now.